Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm a female, and this happened about a year ago. I was shopping at Costco, where I had a membership. When I had my Costco membership, I would try to go there as much as I could, so that I made the most of it. You can get a lot of good deals there because they sell many items in bulk. I would say that I shopped there on average about twice a week. Sometimes I wouldn't get a whole lot of items, but I think I got just about all of my groceries from Costco. I went there so much that I would even recognize some of the employees working there. Mainly, it was just the cashiers. They're the people who I would interact with or see up at the check lanes. But there was this one guy who I started to see quite a bit as well. Something about the guy was a little strange. At first, I didn't think much of it. He would always be working throughout the store, and I never really paid much attention to what he was doing, but I never saw him as a cashier. Normally, he would just be walking by or something like that. Soon, I noticed that the guy would start to talk to me. He would be walking past and ask me if I was finding everything okay. The first few times, I didn't think much of it. I thought he was just being a good employee. But I started seeing him so much that it seemed almost suspicious. For example, Costco is a very large store, and I'd see the guy at one end, then at the other, then again at some other place. This happened multiple times as I shopped there, and I would catch him looking at me as well. Still, I didn't know anything for sure. It was just really instincts, and I could have been wrong. In fact, I hoped that I was wrong. The last time that I shopped at that Costco, I went there and saw the guy not too long after entering. As I shopped throughout the store, he seemed to almost follow me around. I was getting a lot of things that day and had a cart. I was inside the store for quite a while as well. The guy would disappear for a bit, then I kept seeing him show up again, not too far away from me, and often looking in my direction. I started to pay more attention to him. He didn't really seem to be doing any work. He was literally just walking around. Soon, I didn't see him for a while. I kept shopping until I was done, and then I checked out. That was no different than the past few times I had shopped there. But after I checked out on this day, I left the store and got to my car. By now, it was dark out, and the parking lot was a little more empty than it had been when I got there. After getting in my car, I just so happened to see somebody in a car a ways away from me. The person seemed to be looking at me, and that's when I noticed it was the same guy. I looked away. I started my engine to leave, but for some reason, I was worried that the guy might follow me. After all, he had followed me throughout the store, so what would stop him from following me home? Still, I was thinking that maybe I was making too much of this, and I started to back out. When I did, I noticed the guy's car start to move, and then I stopped and pulled forward again. I parked right back in the same space that I had been in. He did the same with his car. Now my heart was pounding and I didn't know what to do. I decided to call my brother. I knew that he wasn't busy at the time and he also didn't live that far away. When I told him the situation, he said that he was going to drive right over and would be there shortly. What he planned to do exactly, I didn't know. I sat there and so did the guy in his car for the next 10 minutes or so. Several times, I considered trying to leave again, but I thought better of it. When my brother got there, he pulled into the parking lot driving his large white pickup truck. He called me and asked me which car the guy was in. When I told him, I said not to confront the guy, and he told me he wasn't going to. He parked his truck a few spots down from the guy and then told me to leave. When I did, the guy who worked at Costco started backing out as well. That's when my brother started to drive too. As I got towards the exit of the parking lot, my brother cut the guy off, blocking his way of the exit. I was able to get away as I heard the guy honking at my brother, who was just stopped there. He remained there until I was a good distance away, then he left. I was able to make it home safely, and since then, I didn't go back to that Costco. This is a story that I'm even a little embarrassed to tell because of the mistake that I made. Because of that, I'm not going to say my name or anything like that. But this happened like a couple of months ago when I went to Costco. I've had a Costco membership for years, and I shop there quite a bit, for mainly groceries. On this day in particular, though, I was going there to buy a TV of all things. Believe it or not, they had a pretty good deal on a large TV that I had been looking around for. I decided to buy it, and I took a cart and pushed over to the electronics area. It was nighttime, and I think they were closing soon, because the store did not have that many other shoppers inside. I was able to get to the TVs and find the one that I wanted without any trouble. I realized, though, that the shopping cart I had would be far too small for it. I walked back to the entrance and changed it out for a flat that would be able to hold the TV. Then I went back and got the TV. I went to the front, checked out, paid for it, and then was headed for my car. Very shortly after I left the store, though, a guy approached me on the sidewalk right before I entered the parking lot. It was a younger guy, probably in his early 20s. It was a kind of rainy night, and he was wearing a red raincoat. He told me that he worked at Costco in the parking lot, and that he could help me put the TV into my vehicle. I started to tell the guy that I didn't need any help, because I didn't, but he interrupted me, and he said that it was actually store policy that any large items they had to help customers with. I was kind of surprised to hear this, but I said okay, I guess. He told me that because it was slightly raining, I could go up and get my car and drive it up to the front, then he would help me put the TV in when I got there. I agreed, and then walked as quickly as I could in the sprinkling rain to my vehicle. I parked a little ways away, and when I was almost at my car, I looked back at the guy with my TV. But now he wasn't there. I looked around quickly, trying to figure out where he went. I thought that maybe he went back inside the store to stay dry, until I noticed him. He was a ways away, but still in the parking lot. The guy was pushing the TV right up to an older-looking black pickup truck. I saw somebody else get out of the truck, as if they were going to help him put it in. Now, they were pretty far away, and I stopped heading to my car and now started to walk over to them. When they saw me, they seemed to hurry up. They practically threw the TV into the back of the truck and then ran around to get inside. I yelled at them and began running. Within seconds, they had started up the truck and wildly started backing out of the parking space. I kept running over to them, and after backing out, the truck started speeding away, but they would have to go past me. I stood in the parking lot, waving at them. At this point, I didn't really know exactly what was going on and still thought maybe I had a chance of recovering my TV. The truck sped closer and closer. It was headed right for me, and I ended up getting out of the way. But the crazy part is that the truck kind of turned as if it was trying to run me over. I ran a little more out of the way and was able to get behind one of those cart return things. The truck swerved and did not hit me. It kept speeding and recklessly drove out of the parking lot. I couldn't believe what had just taken place. After not knowing what to do for a few moments, I walked back inside the Costco. I told them about what had just happened, but there wasn't much they could do besides call the police. Obviously, the guy who stole my TV didn't actually work there. He had just told me that he did. He wasn't even wearing a Costco uniform or anything. I guess I had just assumed because of the red raincoat. Like I said, I feel really stupid for falling for the trick. I don't think the police ever found him either. I had to buy another TV and lost a few hundred in that situation. So if the guy who stole my TV ever hears this, you're welcome. I used to work at Costco several years ago. If you don't know, you need a membership to shop in a Costco store. There's generally an employee who stands by the entrance and checks everybody's membership cards as they enter. If you don't have one, you're not allowed to shop in the warehouse. Occasionally, I would be the person to stand by the entrance and check memberships. When I had to do this, it was pretty easy, but would get old fast. One night, I was working a closing shift. When I worked there, I think we closed at like 8 or 9 p.m. or something like that. I only worked there for a couple of months. So, on this night, it was probably like 5 and somewhat busy. I was checking membership cards, and I didn't have any problems, until this one guy walked in, and tried to walk right past me. As he did, I asked to see his membership, but the guy just kept walking. I sped up and walked in front of him, right where he was going. He stopped and looked at me, and I asked him once again for his membership. Personally, I didn't really care if he had one or not, but my boss had made it very clear not to let anybody pass without one. After the guy stopped and looked at me for a few more seconds, and he quite obviously heard what I had said, he started walking again. He went right past me, and obviously I wasn't going to physically stop him, so I let him go around me. He then entered the store and went to the right. Clearly, he didn't have a membership. I thought that maybe he was just entering so that he could go buy something at the cafe. That doesn't require a membership, if I remember correctly. But other than that, I didn't really know why he would go inside. He couldn't buy anything from the warehouse without a membership. After the guy disappeared somewhere in the store, I really didn't care anymore. I didn't think it mattered that much. Of course, being fairly new to the job, over time, I got a little bit concerned. My boss knew it was my duty to check everybody coming in. If this guy tried buying something from the store and was declined because he didn't have a card, he might complain. And if my boss found out that he was in the store without a card, I might get in trouble. About 2 hours went by, though, and I didn't hear about any kind of problems. I soon forgot about it and didn't really care anymore. But later, at probably sometime around 7 p.m., I saw the man near the front of the store. He sort of walked past me, but from a long ways away. By now, things were less busy and I had more time to look around. The man walked out of my sight again, but I noticed he was still there, which was odd. He also didn't have any items in his hands when I saw him, and he didn't have a cart either. Why was he here for so long? This was hours after he had walked past me. I thought that it was a little bit strange. I kept working, and we didn't get that many new customers over the last hour or so. Pretty soon, closing time came, and the store was just about empty. Another employee came over to lock the entrance doors, and I could then go and clock out. I started to leave the area by the entrance doors, and as I was doing so, something caught my eye. It was coming from the right side and inside the store. It looked like a guy was going behind one of the pallets with items on it. There was like a bit of open space, and hiding behind the big pallets could be a good hiding spot, and that's exactly what it looked like the guy was going to do, is hide in that area. I only saw him for like a second before he disappeared back there into his hiding spot, but it looked like the same man from before. Given the fact that we were closing, I thought it was really weird. The guy in general was seeming really sketchy. I went over to go clock out, and when I was doing so, I saw my boss. I told him about the man, and that it looked like he was hiding in one of the aisles. My boss told me that he would take care of it, and that I could go home. After that, I ended up leaving. I was unaware of the rest of the situation that night, until the next time I worked. When I got to work, my boss told me thanks again for letting him know about the man hiding in the store. He said that when they investigated, the guy refused to leave. The police ended up being called, and they had to remove the man from the store. He was found with several weapons on him. I didn't find out what exactly the weapons were, but it gave me the chills when I heard it, because I don't know what that guy's intentions were. Maybe he would have attacked somebody or tried to rob the place. I'm really glad that I saw him when I did. This is something that happened recently. Currently, I work at Costco and have worked there for almost a whole year. One calm weekday, I was working towards the back end of the store. I was restocking an area, which is not something that I did a lot, but apparently somebody had forgotten to do it before we opened that day. It was morning time, and the store was not very busy at all. As I was there stocking the area, a man walked over towards me. Assuming that he was just shopping, I kept working. Soon though, he walked closer and stopped maybe 10 feet away from me. He didn't seem to be looking at any particular product, but right at me. I could feel his stare, so I turned and looked. Sure enough, the guy was staring right at me. He was wearing jeans and a blue sweater. He also had glasses and was wearing a red hat. I stopped what I was doing, and I asked the guy if he needed help with anything. He just kept staring at me, though, and didn't answer. It was really awkward. Finally, I spoke again and asked him if he was finding everything okay. He clearly heard me, but the guy didn't answer me. He just kept staring right at me. This was really weird, and after a few more seconds of awkwardness, I just turned and went back to work. There was nothing more that I could do. Still, I could feel the man continuing to stare at me as I worked. It was really strange. Probably 2 or 3 more minutes of this went by. At last, the guy finally walked away. I continued to work and wasn't there for much longer. To be honest, after this happened, it didn't take very long for me to forget about the whole situation. It was just a random awkward confrontation, and they happened all the time to me. Most of the time they weren't quite that strange, but little awkward moments or weird moments are not that uncommon, especially when you work at Costco. Plus, this happened at the beginning of my shift, and I did a lot of things and soon forgot about it. Now, this is when things get really creepy. I worked that day until 3 p.m., and after getting off, I went back to my apartment just like any other day. I don't remember what I did for the rest of it, but nothing unusual happened. But that night, when it was late. I was about to go to bed. It was probably 1 o'clock in the morning or so. I saw out of the window of my apartment a man just standing on the sidewalk staring towards my place, and I'm telling you, it was the same man. He was wearing the exact same thing too. My apartment is on the second floor and overlooks a quiet road with a sidewalk on it. People do occasionally walk down that sidewalk, but generally not at 1 a.m. Plus, what are the odds of that? It's like he knew it was my place and was just staring at me, just like he had earlier inside of Costco. I ran over to the side of my window and covered the shades so that he couldn't see inside anymore. Then I went into my bedroom. I didn't bother to look outside again. It was really creepy though. After this, I told several people about it, but none of them believed me at first. I had to really convince them. I know it seems really hard to believe, and if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't either. Since it happened, I've been wondering who the guy is. Was he stalking me or something? I really don't know, but I haven't seen him since. I once got a free month trial to go to Costco. I decided to go there and try it to see if I wanted to continue with the membership. It would allow me to get better deals, but I would need to pay monthly for it. I had never been to a Costco before and didn't really know what it was all about. I decided to go there one night after work just to kind of look around and maybe get some things. And after getting inside the store, I saw all the different items that they had. It was very different than any other place that I had shopped before. I walked around and picked up a few things, but soon after, I heard that they were closing shortly, so I made my way to the check lanes and paid. After that, I left the store and headed for my vehicle. I had parked sort of in the back of the parking lot. Now, this Costco was in a bigger shopping area. There were a few other stores and businesses really close by. As I was walking to my car and about halfway there, I suddenly heard screeching tires. I saw this car drive over the curb and a little bit of grass that was dividing the parking lots, then entered the Costco parking lot. I stopped where I was to watch and see what would happen. The car drove right over to where mine was parked and then stopped. It didn't go into a parking space, but just stopped in the driving lane between the rows of spaces. It was like right behind my car though. I didn't really want to keep walking to my vehicle now. I had no idea what was going on, but it didn't seem good. As the car sat there running with the engine on, I considered going back inside the store. But just as I was turning around, the car began to move. It quickly drove away towards the other side of the parking lot. It had been there for maybe 15 or 20 seconds total. I kept walking to my car at that point, relieved to see the car now gone. I was able to get to my car and go inside a bit. This was probably just 30 seconds after the other car had left. As I started my engine, I saw car lights driving quickly from the other end of the parking lot. The same car was back. It made its way closer and closer to me. Then it stopped and parked in the space right next to mine. The car was like a dark blue, maybe black color, and about 5 years old. As soon as it stopped next to me, I had a bad feeling. But then, the passenger side door of the car opened up. Somebody got out really fast. It looked to be a man, and right away he reached for my driver's door. I hit lock just as he did, and he tried opening the door after that. I didn't waste any time, and I hit the gas. Luckily, nobody was parked in the space directly in front of me. The guy quickly got back inside the vehicle, but I was already driving away. I fully expected to be followed, and the car began driving after me quickly, but then it turned off in another direction and stopped coming after me. I left the parking lot and was not followed home. Ever since that happened, I don't really know how to explain it. I have no idea who it was or what they wanted. There was also really no way that anybody would have known that I would be at that Costco that night. I guess my best guess is that maybe somebody thought me or my car was someone else.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.